NPR's business news starts with a better deal for Bear Stearns. Wall Street investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay more money for the troubled securities firm Bear Stearns. Last week, Bear Stearns had a near meltdown because of the credit crisis, and J.P. Morgan was hoping to scoop up the firm at a fire sale price. It almost did, until top shareholders in Bear Stearns balked. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
J.P. Morgan Chase says it will pay the equivalent of about $10 a share for Bear Stearns, which is about five times the previous price, but still far below what the stock was fetching a year ago. Bear announced on March 14th that it was undergoing a severe cash crunch. Investors had been pulling money out of the firm because of anxiety about its mortgage losses. 2 days later, J.P. Morgan Chase said it was acquiring the firm in a deal that had been brokered by the Federal Reserve. The Fed also agreed to help finance the acquisition, protecting J.P. Morgan against potential losses. The deal valued Bear Stearns at the bargain basement price of $2 a share, or $236 million in total. And some shareholders said they would oppose the deal. J.P. Morgan Chase said the new deal would provide significantly greater value to shareholders, many of whom are Bear Stearns employees. The terms of the deal have also been changed so that J.P. Morgan Chase will now bear the first $1 billion of losses from any of Bear's debt. The Fed will cover the remaining losses up to $29 billion. Some critics had attacked the terms of the acquisition, saying it put taxpayers on the hook for Bear's bad investment decisions. J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman Jamie Dimon said he believes the new terms reflect the values and risks of the company, and he said he looks forward to closing the deal promptly. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.